entrance to the dungeon is a moss-covered door. You manage to open it, only to find yourself face-to-face with a hideous, foul-smelling, moss-covered ogre. What do you do?
I say, hey, Ma, what's for dinner?
17. The ogre is amused by your joke and allows you to pass. Goodbye, the bye. I liked it, too.
How go the wedding plans, Howard?
Great. Spent 5 hours last night at Macy's registering for gifts. Looks like I'm finally gonna have that darling little earthenware asparagus dish I've always wanted.
See, this is the good thing about having a girlfriend 9,000 miles away. I can spend my nights doing whatever I want.
You mean like playing nerd games with us and then taking a suspiciously long shower?
Maybe. We enter the dungeon.
You see a dragon.
Really? So we're playing Dungeons and Dragons, and we walk into a dungeon and see a dragon? Isn't that a little on the nose?
When you play Chutes and Ladders, do you complain about all the chutes and all the ladders?
Are you gonna eat that whole pie?
Maybe. Why not? Who do I have in my life to watch my figure for?
God, did you watch Bridget Jones again?
It's just that everybody's got someone. Sheldon's with Amy. Howard's getting married. You're dating my sister.
You know, now that Howard's getting married, maybe he'll inflate one of his old girlfriends for you.
You know who I blame for my loneliness? The United States of America. Your movies and your TV shows promise streets paved with beautiful blonde women with big bazongas.
Eat another pie. You'll have your own bazongas.
That's cruel. You know it goes straight to my hips.
Gentlemen, please focus. You're facing a fire-breathing dragon.
I don't know if I want to play anymore.
What, because you don't have a girlfriend? Well, good Lord. That becomes a reason not to play Dungeons and Dragons. This game's in serious trouble.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Now, I assume we use this same wax later on to neaten up each other's bikini regions.
Yeah, my bikini region is fine.
Who's shocked? I'm not. So, Bernadette, how's the wedding planning going? And I'm not asking as a prospective bridesmaid. Pick me! Pick me!
We went cake tasting yesterday. Raj came along. He cried and ate half the samples.
Oh, poor guy. He's so lonely. We should set him up with someone.
You know, I met a really cute girl at work. She's married to a guy in one of our drug trials.
Well, hello, she's married.
Yeah, but her husband is in serious congestive heart failure, and a little birdie told me he's in the placebo group.
Okay, so future grief-stricken widow is the one to beat.
You ready to order?
One moment. I'm conducting an experiment.
With Dungeons and Dragons dice?
Yes. From here on in, I've decided to make all trivial decisions with a throw of the dice, thus freeing up my mind to do what it does best, enlighten and amaze. Page 14, item 7.
So, what's for dinner?
A side of corn succotash. Interesting.
Howard, can I see you for a minute, please?
I don't want to show any more of your friends how I can fit in the booster seats.
No, that's not it. Just come with me, please.
Let's see what I'll be washing that succotash down with. A pitcher of margaritas.
Do you really want that?
That's the great thing. It doesn't matter. My mind is freed up to think about more important things.
What's it thinking about now?
Hamburgers and lemonade.
Raj, someone I want you to meet. This is my friend Emily. I know her from spin class. Relax, she can't hear you. She's deaf.
Emily, this is our friend Raj.
Oh. Look at you guys just hitting it off. I'm so good.
Hi.
She says it's nice to meet you.
Did she really mean that, or was she sending it sarcastically?
Raj says it's nice to meet you, too. Oh, she says she has to go back to her family, but Penny has her number if you want to text her and get together.
Okay, I'm gonna play it cool. Tell her, maybe, whatever, babe.
He'll text you.
Look at that. I have a date. I love America again.
And now for dessert. Come on, Hot Fudge Sundae. Come on, Hot Fudge Sundae. Bam! That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. As soon as she gets here, so she knows I'm cool with it, I'm going to make a joke about her being deaf. I was thinking, hey, did you hear the one about... Oh, no, I bet you didn't.
Maybe we should revisit your lonely fat guy plan.
Oh, she's here.
No joke. Oh, she says she's sorry she's late.
Oh, tell her it doesn't matter. Tell her her eyes shimmer like opalescent lilies in the lake of the palace of the celestial maidens.
Really? That's the first thing you want to say?
I worked on it all night. Use it.
Look, I don't know the sign for opalescent.
Spell it.
I don't know how to spell it.
But you're blowing this for me!
He likes your eyes.
Oh, you're making me sound like a caveman.
She says, thank you. You have nice eyes, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wait, ask her how many children she wants, and whatever number she says, say me, too. Fine, tell her I have a deep, sexy voice like James Earl Jones.
She doesn't know what James Earl Jones sounds like.
Great, then she won't know I'm lying. Let's see, what else can I tell you about me that would make you like me? Oh, I love music. Do you love music?
You really want to ask her that?
Oh. You're right. Everyone loves music.
She says, do you play an instrument?
No, but when I was 6 years old, I tried to start a boy band called Frankie Goes to Bollywood. But I couldn't get any other boys to join, so my parents asked the servants to be my backup dancers. Wait, when you said servants? Don't sign it like I'm bragging. Sign it in a way that I sound humble, with just a hint of, that's right, I had servants.
Do you hear yourself?
Yes, but she doesn't, so get signing, hand monkey.
I think I wrote a letter to Santa Claus every day, and then on Christmas morning, under the tree is a little puppy with a red ribbon.
What are you doing?
I'm texting Bernadette that I'm gonna be late.
Dude, what is she saying?
It's a funny story about a puppy. Just smile and laugh.